where the dope. I got a Glock in a can with a scope. She gave me hair when I walked through the door. Champagne, toast. Yeah, leave that boy hooded like Pope. I get the grid and I talk about toe. Them boy catch him lacking, I know he gon' fold. That boy just a troll. I'm already knowing. Can't see that bitch cause she already hoeing. Drinking my cup and this shit is too potent. Diamonds too cold, I walked in and it's snowing. Hating on me, but that boy is just coping.
Haters.
She said my dick cause I'm top five. Feeling like Ant got a top nine. Dance on his grid, do my cha-cha.
What's going on, people of the Free Podcast? How are you doing today? I hope you are doing wonderful on this lovely Monday morning. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you went outside and enjoyed your time. It was St. Patrick's Day weekend. You know, the boys and I, we got a lot of content done on Saturday. We did a video for Sex Toy that should be hitting Instagram soon. We did another full review. We went down to a place, got a sponsorship, not sponsorship, but some possible collaborations coming. Went up to New York, had a good time with Anthony Moore. Yeah, I mean, all vibes. Not gonna lie to y'all boys though. Not gonna lie. I'm trying to laugh through the pain because right now I feel I am distraught. I'm distraught. But before I get into this little solo podcast that I like to do before and at the end of these episodes, let me tell you what you can expect. It's a beefy one today. It's a beefy one. We did a 5-hour podcast this week. So if you don't know, if you haven't paid attention. These are compilation episodes put together from the week's prior Patreon. Last Friday, that would be the $20 tier, we did a 5-hour-long episode. Pod fans love long podcasts. We've been trying to up the ante. You know, 3 hours were like, 3-hour podcast was like a normal around here for a bit. That was just like the thing we did was 3 hours. And then we did 4 hours, and that's how the company fell apart. And then I did 5 hours, and that's how my relationship fell apart. I'm like, the crazy thing is, it wasn't even the 5-hour episodes you heard, but I do want to talk about that. I don't even know how to talk about that, realistically speaking, yet, because it's so fresh and it's so brand new. But back to this episode. So yeah, a lot of good bits. Let me see what do we talk about, because I got it put up here. I got it all put up here. You know what I mean? We talked about Shawty Doo-Wop finding my, you know, me and her swapping Gooner Twitter accounts vibes. We also wrote a movie. We wrote 2 different movies based off the same idea because Cam started shit on my movie. I said, nigga, well, you write a movie then. Fuck, nigga. So that's like a good portion of this episode. Very fun. If you love the episodes where, you know, the guys and I just live in fantasy world for a bit, this is one of those ones you're going to love. And then towards the end, we discuss The TikTok possibly being bought and sold. So that's something that we discussed today, and I hope you enjoy it. But since I got out of the way, can I just talk for a bit? I'm going to talk about this at the end too, but let me just rant for a little second. Brothers, sisters, people of the PMU, I have made a grave mistake again. I've made a mistake that I've made so many times in my life, and you think that I will learn, but I have not learned. I'm still a man. I'm still a man who makes mistakes. And here was a mistake I made. So last week on the pod, patreon.com/pottymouth, you can find all these episodes. We joked about this girl that I was dealing with. Her birthday was coming up. We joked about, you know, me swerving out of, you know, hanging out with her. Like, we create this whole fake scenario in which I would like da 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 da. It was very, very funny stuff. Very funny stuff. Now, whenever we do these bits, I'm never expecting the woman who the bit is about to actually hear it. For some reason, I just think that they will never hear it. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong, actually. So wrong to the point where, you know, I text her. I got a long text back calling me childish and all kind of boys, telling me to man up, you know. And the whole time I'm like, yo, where did you get this notion from? Where did you get this notion of these things that you believe Patreon.com/PottyMouth if you want to hear me get more into this. I'll get into the details on the $20 episode, because realistically speaking, I need to see who goes up to 20, because I don't think the girl who I'm talking about got 20, but she bought the Patreon. She bought the Patreon to hear this stuff. How did she buy it? I don't know. How did it get past me? I don't know. Every single day we get new patrons and I see the emails and I look at their name and all that cool fly stuff. But this one got past me. I could tell you what happened too. We had went out the weekend previous, and I told her, like, yeah, I be talking about you on the pod. And that's where I fucked up at. I should never told her I talked about her on the pod. I should have said, like, no, you my little secret. I never speak about you. Actually, nobody knows who you. I should have just lied. But nah, I was, I just be joking about you. Ha 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 ha. She heard the jokes. Funny things about this girl is, this is the second time where she's bought the Patreon. Now, the first time it was no damage because I caught it immediately because she signed up with her. It was her name and it was her email address. And I saw it and I immediately saw it and I blocked her and I texted her. I was like, yo, this not really that deep to me. I would rather you not listen to the Patreon, because the way I talk about women, the way I discuss, we only do Patreons now, but whenever we do a podcast, whenever podcast I'm doing, I'd rather the woman who I'm dealing with not listen to that. Just don't listen to those episodes, because the way I am describing relationships with women, the way I'm describing it, I'm never describing it in a way that's 200% truthful, unless the truth is the funniest thing. You know, 9 times out of 10, I'm putting a little sauce on it, because it's funnier that way. A lot of the stories I tell are based in a reality, are based in truth, based in some kind of truth, based in, like, I'm never making shit up. It's based in the truth. But what I do is meant to be entertainment. I have to be entertaining. And for it to be entertaining, I gotta jig it up a bit. I gotta jig it up. So I'm moving this piece here. I'm adding this little piece here, da, da, da. Just storytelling shit. Just making the story better for the consumer. So I told her, I was like, yo, you should never buy this. It's not that deep to me. Just don't listen to it. Because I'd rather you hear from me than hear from the pod. And also, this caused troubles in the past, in my past relationships. I'm like, in past relationships with women who have bought the Patreon or listened to the podcast, it always ends bad. It always ends bad, buddy. I told her that. Which I know, I told her that in December. December 19th was the day. I remember I scrolled up in our messages and saw it. I said, yeah, no, let's not do that. This past weekend, she decided to buy it again and got her feelings hurt. I actively warned her not to do this. I warned her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Now, I'm so deep into this COE thing that I do. If you don't know what COE is, content over everything, it's the thing I got from Joe Budden podcast. I'm so deep into the COE, content over everything mindset that I've been living for the last 5 years of my life, that a lot of times real world consequences don't seem real to me, because the real world is this podcast. The podcast is my real world. Like, I know some of y'all, disconnect, you take a few, like, some of y'all are able to take a few weeks off, let the episodes build up and come back to it. And like, you kind of disconnect from the world. I never disconnect. This is my life. So what happens to me, I'm trying to, like, okay, how can I make this story in the pile? Like, every day, I've talked about this before. A lot of times I do stuff just for the story. Just so I can make it a thing I talk about, because, content over everything. Like, I'm in this, I make stuff that people listen to, and the stuff has to be entertaining at all times, at all cost. And, I think that mindset has bit me in the ass once again, brothers. Brothers and sisters, I think that mindset has once again bit me in the ass once again, brothers. And to be fair, I've no one to blame but myself. No one to blame but myself. I just wish that, I wish women would give you a heads up when they don't like you. I wish women would give you a heads up when they don't trust you. Like, hey, by the way, I don't trust you, so I might do some snooping. Give me a chance to go clean it up. Right? You see what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know. I just feel like the way I talk to my friends And the way I talk on this podcast should not be representative of how I talk to you in relationships. Actually, in most cases, women who, you know, I've dated women who listen to the podcast first. I've made that mistake as well. I've dated women who were fans first and then later became like a situation or like a long-term link or like a distant, you know, relationship type B. I've done that before. I think all those women who I've been in situations like that with would say that the person I am on mic is not the same person I am on the phone, not the same person I am in real life. I turn it up a bit. I turn it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think at the core, it's the same person. The person has the same values. This person has the same beliefs. The person, you know, has the same set of morals and standards and practices. But I think that to be entertaining, I turn it up. So I think if in my normal life, I'm at a 60 on a pie and I'm at a buck 50, I turn that bitch up. As I should, though. As I should. And I don't think that, you know, when I turn it up, it should be representative of who I am as a man in real life. I want y'all to know I am potting for her ears right now. I don't know if she's going to listen to this. I pray to God she do. I hope she go tune in. I'm talking directly to her right now, cuz. I'm going to keep it a buck. Ah. Yeah, man. But that situation is definitely over. It's definitely over. The worst part about situationships at 26 is that, like, I was talking to this girl today in the DMs. I told her, like, yo, all of us are doing mental gymnastics to not call the person that we are so clearly inside committed relationships with anything but our boyfriend or girlfriend or partner. This girl, I was talking to in the DMs that I did today, out of the day. She was like, you know, I will link you, but, you know, I got a, her exact words was, I got a play partner now. The fuck does that mean? We just making words up and shit. We making a new adjective to describe things that already have words to describe them. I got a new play partner. I was like, we just making up shit. And I think that, you know, my God. Boy. If you would have told me that this is where I would be today, I wouldn't believe you. But that's enough complaining for right now. Maybe I complain more at the end. We'll see. For now, let's get into today's compilation episode. I hope you enjoy it. Patreon.com/Potty Mouth if you want to hear these episodes inside their entirety. On Patreon, we're cooking right now. Yo, Invincible just started back up, so we're doing our Invincible reaction / commentary tracks. You can go get that for just $2 if you just want to hear that. But honestly, when you buy the $5 tier, which is the tier I'm most advertising at the moment, because the $5 tier will replace exactly what you got on this RSS feed for, you know, all those years. You get 2 episodes a week for $5 a month. Very good deal. Also, you get access to our whole back catalog of $5 episodes and lower. And all of the reactions / commentary tracks. We're doing Invincible right now. We're also doing the Boondocks is a Patreon exclusive. We haven't put that one on YouTube, but the Invincible one is on YouTube. If you don't want the full commentary track, the full hour and some change of watching, you can watch the cut down version on our YouTube channel, Potty Mouth Reacts on YouTube. Go check that out. It's a very, very good channel. You know, actually the last Invincible reaction did so great. I'm like, yeah, man, it's doing numbers on a board. Tee that up. So yeah. Also, if you want to, you know, watch some of these moments, because some moments I don't put inside here, I do put on the clip channel, Potty Mouth Clips. You can go subscribe to Potty Mouth Clips and go watch those over there. So that's enough self promotion, shameless self promotion. And let's get into today's episode. I hope you guys enjoy, and I talk to you at the end.
Last night, Shawty Doo Wop, different Shawty Doo Wop, different every girl Shawty Doo Wop.
Thorough.
You gotta come up with some different doo wops.
Nah, Shawty Oo Wee.
Title.
Yeah. Oh. Shawty Ooh Wee. Yeah.
Well, I mean, from context, we know it's different people. So yeah. I don't mind.
Different little shawty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She from New York. She had, huh?
It's new.
No, I know her. I don't know her personally. But she posted in a close friends a little Twitter account, and I read the name of it. I was like, that's a kinky Twitter account. I responded back with a random emoji. I'm beyond it. I didn't even like, I just, I just, I just picked an emoji.
Running or like, some shit like that. Yeah.
Let me see what it was just an emoji. It's a sick emoji, actually, it was. She said, okay. She said, follow me, my love. Okay. I said, you ain't popping up. She said, what's yours? I said, this your horny account, right? I want to make sure I'm giving you the right account. She said, LOL, yeah. I told her my ad. She said, you're not popping up either. LOL, never mind, I found it. I said, all right, cool, I see you. I accept her request.
Yeah.
Okay, shit's going to get crazy.
10 minutes later. That means she watched all my videos and shit is up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, she was
starting to. Yo, you really be on that joint?
Yeah, yes. He already said
it.
Yeah.
I didn't know bitches was on that, though.
You not a gooner, twin. Yeah,
see, I didn't know. I thought gooner was in, just bro. Like, you mean for the boys?
No, it's goonettes. It's goonettes.
You thought gooner was just for the boys. Gooner's for the boys is crazy. The
community is like, you know, the niggas that leave they hammer picks in the comments.
Well, yes, but also, like, it's convenient for situations like this.
Yeah.
It's that's almost tough. Like a resume.
I'm about to get in the field. I'm about to get in the field. I would thrive. I take good dick pics. I'm thriving in the goon community.
So I haven't seen it.
anyway, hey, you put it down at his dick, by the way. That was crazy. I haven't seen it.
No, that's crazy. That's kinky. No, I didn't mean it like that. I meant the picture.
So like 10-20 minutes later.
It's not less crazy at all.
She said, yeah, I see you too. Now I got an audio tweet up there when I was in some buns.
You utilizing this Twitter account?
Yeah, it's a highlight tape.
Bro, this is what going to Twitter is, dog.
Yeah, but
she said, I want to scream like that too.
damn.
I said, do you, huh? She said, hell yeah. I said, my favorite line, link me.
Yeah. one thing I did notice from this exchange, though.
What?
You do set up the link me. You set it up. It's not like you don't hit a link me out of nowhere. You create a situation where, like, link me makes sense.
Yeah, you don't
go straight to link me, which I always thought.
Yeah, you never do that.
You know,
no, but it's just that's his bag. So I always thought he's like, he tries to get there as soon as possible. But no,
I do try to get there as soon as possible.
But you set it up perfectly, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as soon as she says that, that's like, link me is like, there's nothing more perfect than
yeah, link me.
She could say, you just said you want to scream like that. Okay, how we gonna do this?
Link me, bitch.
Does she have shit on her page too?
No, her shit was brand new. It was like an ass pic or whatever. It was not serious yet.
Okay, but she do be gooning then.
Yeah, she be gooning.
She gonna have something up
there. She gonna have something up there.
That's lit.
Yeah, I mean.
How do you go about finding these people?
What other gooners?
The gooner community?
Well, you, like, this was a extremely circumstances. Cause I just saw her post a horny account. And I said, oh.
Like, that is just good gooner radar. Cause I think
that she just, like, put all the niggas that she like and want to fuck in the close friends.
Of course.
And just posted that and, like, whoever followed. Yeah. Now, most men don't have gooner accounts. Some of these niggas probably just follow for the main account.
For the main, yeah.
You know what I mean? But nigga like me.
Oh, you stood out.
I said, let me make sure. This your horny account, right? I want to make sure I'm sending you the right account.
Yes, yes.
So she knew I was having some shit up there,
that's,
too.
That's per. I mean, because I could hear Cam's wheels turning inside of his head. Mm-hmm. But you also, that, if you're going to do the Gooner account, you also got to make that your primary source of porn.
Yes, it's my primary
source. You got to switch to Twitter.
What you mean?
Are you already using Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you do have your Gooner account.
Yeah, you got a Gooner
account.
Yeah. He don't even like shit on his.
Oh, nah, you got to get active.
The problem
is bookmark.
By the way,
I told you got hacked before. I'm scared.
Where?
My shit got hacked. They took that account.
Damn.
I got it back, though.
Who took it?
Somebody in fucking UK somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Like, it showed me the location. I'm sure that was the VPN, but they took that account. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to be careful.
So one of the big things on Gooner Twitter is they say you got to, if you're going to have a private accounts are normal.
Mm-hmm.
They're normal. A lot of people have them because a lot of people want to protect their anonymity.
Yeah.
People don't like, sometimes I don't post my mitt, but I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm a semi notable internet niche celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like, you mean, if I'm jerking off and you see my background, I was like, oh, he's potted in his background before. I know that mirror. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not hard. So my account's private, but they do say if you have a private account, if they let you in, you can't just like not be a good mutual. You gotta retweet like they stuff. Also, have a feed that's worth scrolling through. Have likes that's worth scrolling through. help them get their nut. Oh. It's a community of goonerism. Oh,
that's pretty interesting.
That's dope, though.
Yeah. Look out for your fellow gooners.
Yeah, it's a community.
Okay, so it's not just your meat, though. So it got to be a full...
Like, no, and your media can just be you.
Okay.
But your likes and retweets should be stuff that gets you off because it might get somebody else off.
That's kind of hard.
So this is why maybe I'm not a gooner.
I got some good bookmarks.
Because I feel like...
Yeah.
Your taste got to be pretty broad, or no?
No, my taste is niche down, but what I think that it? Helps people. Like,
well, because I feel like if
I'm
trainees.
Trainees. Yeah. No, actually, and that was funny thing. I followed a new trainee like 3 days ago.
Yeah,
she was mad passable. Huge. I was following not even for like a jerk. A lot of times I don't follow trainees for jerks. This be curiosity.
Yeah.
Be curiosity.
What is your life like?
Yeah. How do you get here?
How do you handle that dick?
So, but I had to unfollow the trainee when Lil Shorty Do out from the grand wanted to follow.
No, because like I fuck bitches for real. Like,
because I ain't want her to go through my following.
One time I killed a nigga. You had to get real masculine.
I want her to go through my following and see the trainee.
That's funny.
So, yeah, no.
Well, there you go, Cam. Maybe Cam might be joining you. Cam, would you follow
that? He don't need to be my first follower.
Yeah, no. We should be following each other. We don't need to follow each other. If I see you in the wild type shit.
It's one of them type.
Yeah.
If paths happen to cross.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you follow Duck Garrison?
No.
You don't follow this page?
No, never heard of
him. Bro, he be posting actually, this.
Okay. I do know.
He
be
T-T?
Yeah, he be having like mad captions and shit up
bro,
on
I
his.
Bro, I found his page.
Yeah, I know about him.
And I was like, I found it years ago and I found it again. I'm like, yo, he's still at it. He's still at it.
Come on, man. Gooner for life.
Hold nah, up. He's more of a like I'm gonna help you get your nut. Yeah. I need to know about
like curation, like porn curation.
Yeah, sounds curator. I don't like a lot of curator accounts though.
Why?
These are some of my favorites, but you say why?
Because I like to like get down. Because I want to know my creator.
Yeah,
I want to build a relationship with you, like socially. Good,
but he also help like it'll be tagged in there. Yeah. You can so, do it from
that's good too. Cause that's good for discoverability. Maybe I might find some new shit.
This is a good page.
Actually, my new shit on my Goon account, I'm only looking for people in the Tri-State area to follow. I'm trying
to find that.
Huh?
How do you find that?
So what I do is I type in what I, you know, sex words, BBW, big butt, big tits.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the search bar, you can narrow it down to near you.
Oh yeah, you can.
And then I just go through those tweets or people tweeting stuff like that who are near me.
Age, sex, location, vibe.
Yep.
This is a funny one because this is like
it's passionate.
Yeah. I like those are funny to me. Where they're like, no, she's like it's like almost aspirational. It's like one of those like love accounts on Twitter just with porn.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's present in the moment. You gotta be present. This is porn.
This is the fun of fucking big hoes, though. Like, all them lumps to just hold on to.
Yeah, no, I love me a big hoe.
Yo, I just found this new podcast, this white women podcast,
mm-hmm.
where they talk about, like, gossip, like, white gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something crazy going on in white gossip about Kate Middleton, which is, like, one of the queens from England, and apparently they think she's dead, and they're photoshopping her pictures.
They are photoshopping her pictures.
Right, and that was, like, a thing that went viral.
I've heard about these talks.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this until I listened to this podcast. I'm like, oh, this is what white women care about. Like, apparently this is, like, the thing this week for white women.
No, it's been a thing on Twitter, too.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's been a thing on Twitter.
Has it transcended? Because I haven't seen it.
I've seen it, yeah.
I've only seen...
You don't go on a For You page.
I don't.
This is major though. Like this is.
I thought this was a white thing.
Well,
nah, it's made it to my
world
Twitter.
News. Yeah,
it's world news.
World gossip.
Okay.
World gossip.
Well, that was interesting. I didn't know about it, but it did seem interesting. Well, that's the extreme theory that she's dead is more so that like
she's probably on coke.
The other theory. Listen, this white woman podcast broke it down perfectly. They gave down all the theories. The rundown. I'm saying
so. Remember how yesterday, real quick before that, remember how I told you we gotta go into ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I said Ford has a lot of ideas about things he knows or things he heard other people say.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious to see what he.
Well,
heard
right now I don't necessarily have an opinion. I'm just kind
of you about to tell us what
I'm just
said.
Telling you about this situation.
This is one of your two things where you really get into stuff.
Yeah, I'm informational. It's yeah, like, Derek, did you know about this?
I just wanted to point it out for everybody.
No, it's true. Those are the two things that either I'm very few things I'm passionate about. Generally, things I'm interested in, I like giving the information about.
Yeah, so tell us more about this white woman podcast. What's the name of the podcast before?
Yeah, it's called Ringer Dish.
It's a
ringer pot. You just, yeah, you're just
I'm tapped in. You're giving Bill something. I'm tapped over the bar, so you're tapped in.
Yeah, I'm in the ringer. Yeah, I'm big
There's
ringer.
There's two different types of white media we're consuming.
Yeah, exactly. The audio only versus like live streams.
Yeah.
Exactly. But no, so the theories about this Kate Middleton woman is the most likely is that she is getting divorced. And apparently they have a rocky marriage. Mm-hmm. So that's possible. That's why she's not around right now, because they're not in speaking terms and they have to make it seem like everything's good. Mm-hmm. That's why they're photoshopping pictures and shit. The other theory is that they said she got a surgery. What the surgery is, they don't know. One of the popular theories is that it was a BBL, which is more of a ridiculous theory. It's not really true.
White.
Right.
Yeah. British royalty at that. Like.
Is she British royalty? Is that this lady is?
Well, she wasn't. I think she married into it.
Yeah. Okay. One of them type.
Okay.
Kind of like Megan.
So I seen the picture in question. Mm-hmm. I did study it for several hours one night.
Really? That's funny.
I
could solve this.
I want you to. That's how my brain works. I went into it. So first of all, the picture in question is it's her and her three kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're on like a patio porch type thing outside. The picture of her is definitely a picture from a photo shoot she did for a magazine like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like people have been like, "Yo, it's the same face." People like y'all saying her face is her face. I'm like, no. You know how improbable it is for you to take pictures years apart and do the same exact head
right.
turn and
lighting,
smile and
same everything.
That's so improbable for that to be a thing. Yes, your face is your face, but to do the same exact face is improbable. Mm-hmm. Like it just doesn't happen, right? We take hundreds of pictures for thumbnails, and even then there's slight differences in just my face. I'm like, that's improbable. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I don't think the kids are actually there. I think they use AI to develop the kids.
Yeah, the hands are fucked up.
The hands
just blending in the sleeve. All of that is off.
The one of the girl on the left, her sleeve is all fucked up. All the kids' fingers are twisted, which is, listen, as a person who parents made them take photos with their siblings, you button up when it's time for that. Button up. You go closed fist, or you go hand to the side. You don't do the shit like this, because small shit like that ruins.
Yes.
Sand is literally like
some
shit like that.
And I guess they shot a Photoshop and to make it less AI, but those are definitely AI hands. Yeah, now I don't know the context of who this lady is, so I thought that's weird that they're doing this. But also I thought like maybe like I'm about to post this flick. I saw it as like you know how black bitches be like face app and everything. I said she needed something to throw in the gram.
Yeah,
I didn't know the context of she's like royalty and maybe something happening.
Yeah, the context is that she's been out of the public eye for a while. I think they said since January.
Yeah, that's not that long.
Is she usually
in the public eye?
Well, yeah, royalty, that's kind of like their job. Their job is to be
in the public. Like how often?
Like all the time.
Really?
Yeah, like at least on a weekly basis, like the people got to see you, because that's how, like, I guess British royalty works. It's like they got their own kind of like economy in their gossip.
Okay.
Right? Like whatever's going on in their life, they're kind of like just elevated Kardashians.
Isn't Kate Middleton an actor?
She probably was, and she married
that
into.
That name sounds so familiar to me. Yeah, but
I don't.
Not for real.
There's like Kate Upton.
Yeah,
I don't
Kate
know
if, Upton.
That's a blonde with big titties.
Didn't know she had knockers on her.
Yeah, Kate Upton.
By the way, speaking of knockers, I want to get into Sydney Sweeney's titties today.
Oh, geez. Yeah, we were early on, by the way. What? Or you specifically.
What I said.
You're thinking about her titties.
They ain't that big.
Yeah.
I'm back.
This became like the tweet that went viral. People were like, no, she don't got real titties. We'll get to it. But Kate Middleton, yeah, there's royalty, so you're supposed to pop out. And them just announcing like a step back from the public eye is like, what's going on? I told you some of the theories.
People think she dead.
It's an extreme theory. Like
is there any proof that did this white woman podcast lay a case? Why she might be dead?
No, because these are online theories that they were going over and talking about which ones they believe, which ones they don't.
Okay, so the dead one doesn't really have any traction.
No, that one's just like a crazy, like,
that's
4chan.
The most fun one. I thought that would have some traction behind
that's
it.
That's what I'm, no, it's
I thought,
fun.
I thought they was weakening at Bernie's her Instagram.
Can you imagine how amazing it'd be? I agree with you. That's the one I like the most, because it's like, how long can you get away with this?
Yeah, how long could you, realistically speaking, I think if you plan for death, I might do this when I die.
Okay.
I think I could plan a year of y'all not knowing. Like the public not knowing.
A year?
Yeah.
MF Doom?
Yeah, easy.
Jesus Christ.
Think about it. Like you don't have to post often.
Just schedule the post out for
you. Yeah, schedule the post out. Yeah, I mean, you know, you want to schedule, I would hire a social media manager. Mm-hmm. Because, like, what if the Instagram go down or something like that? I mean, what if the algorithm get fucked up and posts start going out on the wrong day? That's too much chance to computers. But I hire a nigga like, all right, listen, we take a bunch of flicks. We take winter, we take summer, and we take fall picks. It'll be different outfits. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Different haircuts. Yeah. I do different hair styles.
Right.
We just pod for like a year straight.
So,
and we just go all evergreen for a year. We don't talk about nothing crazy, which would be crazy.
That's hard, man.
It'll be hard. It'll be hard.
It would be. We'll have to take
2 to 3 years to do this because you would need to also kind of like disappear for a year while you're still alive.
What you mean by that?
So, certain things, like with the haircuts and stuff like that, people would start matching it up. Well, he did this last year.
But also, like, how much does the hair change? Like, my hair has been the same color for a year now. Mm. Same variations of pink and blonde.
True.
You know what I mean? So it'd be like, oh, well, that's his thing.
I think it would be even funnier if you hired somebody and you were already dead when you hired them. Like, it's like, he doesn't know that you're dead already. He's just following instructions.
Oh, that's crazy.
Through an AI machine.
Yeah, like an AI version.
By the way, this is a great movie, by the way.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
That's an updated Weekend at Bernie's.
What amazing movie we just came out with.
Yeah.
Can we think of a name?
Hold on. Let me start again. Chill.
Now post this.
Okay.
Post
that's
this.
Really good.
Post this.
AI, I'll see you later.
No.
That's what I was trying to get at. Yeah,
but that's not good. You try to get a pun off.
AI, see you later. Yeah.
Yeah, no, post this.
I think this sounds cool because it's a play on like posthumous.
Oh!
You see that did.
No.
He didn't. I don't
did
know.
You? Did you really?
No. I know out of my brain of thinking double entendres. Yeah. Post this is just like, you know what I mean, and then the movie poster can be like. First of all, can we cast it real fast?
Let's go.
I think the nigga that's dying. I want the nigga from Succession. What's his name?
Jeremy Strong.
No, the old nigga.
Oh, Logan?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I want Logan to do it.
That's good.
And Logan's doing this because he's a vindictive fuck.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Against his kids, and he wanted to make his kids sweat.
Well, this sounds like an episode of Succession.
Yes, but this is why makes sense for his character.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
sure.
He played a vindictive father before. It makes sense.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense. The kid, the guy who the social media manager, mm-hmm. Pete Davidson. I want to catch Pete Davidson. I want to catch Pete Davidson
and everything. Yeah.
Everything we think of, Pete Davidson.
He was good in that fucking Dumb Money movie.
He was. I like Pete Davidson.
He's a good actor.
By the way, but maybe not Pete Davidson. Who else? Give me like young scrawny white dudes. Not Timothy Chalamet. He's too big.
I was about to say
I know
that.
You was. Not Timothy Chalamet. He's too big.
Like scrawny? Like young and scrawny?
No, what's the kid? Finn. The kid from...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, he'd be perfect.
That's great. Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, the kid from Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, Wolfhard, yeah.
I know white people, dog. I be knowing white folks.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah,
we got. So we got Finn Wolfhard and we got Logan. What's that nigga name again?
Brian Cox. Yeah, yeah.
Finn, by the way, that's what else?
COX. Yeah.
Come on. I like that, dude. Those two names on the poster.
Brian Cox.
Finn Wolfhard and Brian Cox.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yo, we might generate an AI generated like poster for this movie.
I think we could.
We definitely could. That would be good. That'd
be fire.
And I think. So let's give Brian Cox's character a name. Let's call him Josiah.
Josiah.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Why not Josiah?
I don't think that matches Brian Cox, like his look. He doesn't look like Josiah sounds like a black name to me.
No, that's like biblical, right?
Okay, well, we could go biblical if that's where you go. I don't know Josiah. I don't think that is an actual biblical name.
Is that a biblical name?
I believe so.
Josiah?
Yeah,
I think Josiah is a biblical name. Cam looking at Brian Cox. You think of a name we saw?
I wasn't sure who he was. I didn't watch.
Because you haven't seen Succession.
Yeah. Josiah, I'm almost certain is a biblical name.
Look at his face though, and see if a name comes out.
Yeah, Josiah sounds like a young man to me.
You think Josiah is?
Oh, King of Judah.
Yeah.
No, this isn't fucking. What is this? Oh, Hebrew Bible.
Hebrew.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Same shit.
Also, this popped up. There's a basketball player in the mix of pictures.
His name is Martin Fetterman.
Why Fetterman?
Fetterman sounded like, nah, because we already got the John Fetterman thing.
Yeah. No, not Martin.
Martin is the first name.
I'm not mad at Martin.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Martin.
I'm fine.
You just fine with Martin?
Yeah, just fine.
Okay, Finn Wolfhard's name. What are we going to call him?
Finn.
I don't know.
He could be Finn.
Jason.
Jason?
No. Let's go weirder. Go weirder. Let's little axe.
Ooh, fire. I love that. I love that. I love axe.
Axe is too cool.
Axe, that's the point.
Yeah, he's a cool kid.
He makes music. The actor. Maybe the actor too, or the character.
So I got to tell you, the way I think about it is like, like he has a couple of kids that are following his instructions, and
Axe wouldn't be one of his kids.
Axe is the social media manager.
Yeah,
got it.
He just was, I guess, a big character in this movie. Yeah, I didn't realize
he's the main character.
Oh,
I think the point is him that like the heartbreaking that we're pulling the heartstrings is that how can I make Axe an interesting character? He grows to love Martin as a father he never had, and then he finds out he actually is dead.
He's been dead the whole time.
Because he don't, because
he... Jesus Christ. That's sad.
And his real kids are like, they had already stopped believing in the quest.
Yes.
And they're like...
I don't think the kids know about the quest. Like him. Like, I don't think the kids know about the quest. I don't think the kids know.
I feel like the kids have to feel like they're attached to what's going on in some way and not really understand Axe or why he's important. They all have their separate motives of following the quest.
Kids don't know. I thought the whole thing is that the kid, Martin's freaking the kids.
Yeah, like.
No, they don't know he's dead yet. I think at some point they have to believe, like, you know what? This is another one of his games. I'm not falling for the shit.
Well, that's after gets
Axe
revealed.
Axe keeps believing because he's like, he's my father figure now.
Wait. What is he believing? Because I thought the point.
The sham. The whole, like, they think he's giving instructions from a remote island somewhere. The kids
they think he's dead.
Wait, what? What movie are you writing?
Yeah, I don't, because the premise is that Martin hires a social media manager to convince the world that he's dead. So he died.
No, he's alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Does the social media manager, then that's what I'm confused about.
The social media manager doesn't find out he's dead until
the end of the movie.
Right before the third act. That's so like
2/3 into it.
Yeah, that's like the climax. That's like the big, big emotion.
Trying to keep it up, but he's run out of instructions at this point.
No, he don't run out of instruction. This is when he's like, "Fuck this guy! I loved you."
Right.
Yeah, we can place it in a not so distant future where Neuralink exists.
Sure.
And like, there's an AI of Brian Cox, and that's how he's getting the directions.
Okay, I like this.
Brian Cox is like, he's like a hologram.
And it's early on. I think we're just going with him as a Succession character. He's rich. He has access to Neuralink so this tech, he's early on. So that's how most people don't even know that this is Neuralink.
Yeah.
Because the new tech that only really he has.
And also, our characters just think that, like Cam said, he's on a private island getting out destructions.
Yeah.
About to come because he's too busy occupied otherwise to do it. You remember that scene in Spider-Man Homecoming? Mm. When Spider-Man was like, "If you care, you really be here."
And then he pops out.
Popped out the suit. I want to do that scene, but he's like, "I can't be here. I'm dead."
Mm.
Okay. That's how he finds out.
I feel like that's dramatic. To find out through like asking. He sees certain signs that something's wrong with the AI.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know it's an AI, but certain phrases are repeated, but so perfectly down to a T that it's like, that was odd. You said that before. It starts to add up after a while. It's like the AI is running out of responses type shit, where it's like, he's only programmed to say certain things to an extent. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
I know you mean.
No more responses. And he starts to realize, like, you're not a fucking real, you're not the real fucking Martin.
So he confronts him about it.
And then, so.
Is that how he finds out?
Yeah, he tries to go to the island to find him. And then he finds out there's nobody there.
How does he have money to get to the island?
He works for the company.
He ain't that rich.
No, he's a manager. Like he's a social media manager. He's not like $15 an hour, maybe.
Yeah, he's not rich enough to fly to the private island.
I feel like in the future there's ways that he could figure.
It's not that far.
It's not so distant future.
Yeah. Like, he's not going to the island. He doesn't have the money. I think.
Yeah, he can't go to the fucking island.
Yeah, he can't go to discover the island. But it's either he confronts him about it.
Let's take away the island. It's the top floor of the building.
No, that's corny now. That's an awful movie you just made.
Wait, what do you?
It doesn't have to be awful.
Yeah, it is. Something like the top floor of the.
It's
a big room. He walks in, is like, "There's no one here."
A white room.
That's the fucking Wizard of Oz.
Okay,
here's
the thing, Cam. When we're writing a movie, you gotta stay within the confines of what our movie is and not what will be a cool scene. Because I can tell what you're doing. You're thinking of what would be a cool scene.
I'm giving out visuals.
Yeah, no, he's Donald Glover here over here.
It's like, yo, what would be a cool scene? You just thought it was like, oh, he steps into the room of the sci-fi room and he's not there. Mm-hmm. It's a cool scene that doesn't really fit in the movie you're writing.
That's Donald Glover, it's gotta make sense. You gotta get your Donald Glover, dog. Storytelling over everything.
We gotta stay inside of whatever the movie we're making and make sense as a whole.
Yeah.
If we want to ground it a little bit, which is already not that grounded, but
it's grounded in a reality that could exist.
Like, yeah, like
it's not so distant future.
Right, exactly. So it's gotta be like over Zoom, like this AI talks to him or whatever. I don't know what I don't know.
I was thinking over Zoom, but then like the problem with Zoom, it would be like, unless, because you could train an AI. Because I was thinking about the podcast that remember we listened to Leaders Kings episode and they trained the AI to do original stand up.
Yeah,
because they fed it hundreds of hours of like podcasts.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking like you could do that. That's a realistic thing. They trained the AI model based off his face and like give him hundreds of hours of him speaking. Just like over this left, he left the mic running and just picked it up over time and time and time.
Yeah.
And that's how they trained the AI. So when he gone, he knew how to give the instructions out. And the AI was fed a clear plan. Make sure the world doesn't know I'm dead.
Mm. Yeah.
That way it's really great on reality.
I think we've gone past social media posting at that point. I think he's run the AI. Yeah.
No, but we got it. But like,
here's what I like about sticking with the social media manager is an interesting. He's like the avatar for the audience.
Yes,
because like he's going into this new world. You know what I'm saying? Like this kid, like what do X? He's a regular kid.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to fucking sophomore year of college or whatever.
He's young.
He's really young. He's doing an intern. Yeah, so he's like, I like that idea of like our main character stepping into this crazy world. Like, that's always fun.
And he's the only person that knows at a point that he's dead.
I think 2/3.
Like he is taxed with the sole responsibility of making sure the world doesn't know he's dead.
At what point?
So now he knows he's dead then.
Yeah, yeah. Because so you're changing.
So now
the thing at first.
What you mean? No, wait, what you mean?
At first, part of the shtick was that he didn't know.
No, I'm still there.
But when does he find out then?
2/3 of the movie. The rise in action.
Okay, that's what it is.
He feels betrayed because what you said.
He feels betrayed,
but then he still feels like he needs to carry this out.
Yes. Why? Okay. Because we can have Brian Cox give an amazing monologue about like if I die, my bastard kids get to come. Just make a succession.
This is just a succession. I told you, it's Stranger Things.
So maybe don't catch Brian Cox. So people don't think it's.
I mean, it is what it is at this point.
I like Brian Cox for this role though. He makes the most sense.
Yeah, he does. He does make sense.
But let's get rid of the kids.
Okay, let's get rid of the kids.
Okay, so but
okay, that makes it feel too okay, much.
Okay, but what's the stakes?
What does he do? Who's Martin?
I got you. But what's the stakes if he dies? Like what's the stakes if the world knows he's dead? Because it has to be stakes about why we're keeping him alive in kayfabe.
Let's think about it.
Like what's the stakes? Got to be. The company is sold to somebody who's going to run into the ground or somebody bad gets it. The stakes have to be awful.
Something about...
And relatable to him.
What about... I mean, this is still kind of succession, but without the kids, it's like the idea of like the stock. Like the stock just plummets if the people find out that he's...
What does he care if he's dead?
I'm going to say, no.
Why? It's his company.
I get that though. Like him, I get that. But why would the kid care?
Well, the kid...
Like why would an intern care about...
The stock?
Because you probably don't got stock options then in the company.
No, I mean, but yeah, because this kid is stepping into this world that he doesn't know. He doesn't care, but he grows a bond with the guy. I think that's what it is, no?
And we
can have some twists where like he gave him up for adoption. Turns out it was his kid. I don't know. We make Axe's kid, and he finds out 2/3 into it. How's that bad? You said stakes. I'm trying to give you.
Nah, that's not. No, that's,
like, oh shit, it's my dad. I could get this.
Nah, that's. I feel like that's contrived. It's a twist. M. Night Shyamalan over here.
Oh shit! Turns out it's the son. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other stakes. Then I mean, obviously the relationship between them matters.
Yeah, the relationship. I think the relationship. So
because why else would he care? You wouldn't care for the kids if he did have kids.
All right, so maybe he knows before he knows. Axe knows Martin before he dies. Like he works closely hand in hand with him before he dies.
Oh, I like this.
So now there's a relationship beforehand, right? So that way, when he found out he's actually dead, it's like damn. So we can make it like this. All right, let's build it out a bit more.
By the way,
what
we're getting very close, and I like it. This is not bad. Knives Out.
Is it Knives? It is Knives.
Knives Out. Like, she doesn't remember. She nobody knows that, like, how he died. She sees him die and she has to keep the secret.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good plot device. I don't mind stealing it. That's a great plot device.
So, who done it?
Oh, I like that.
I love a good whodunit.
Bro, throwing a whodunit on this, and now it could be like that maybe people wanted his spy, and that's why he died. He has to figure it out before the fucking.
So now we just.
Well, that's not AI, I guess.
Yeah. Now AI it's not AI. It. Now he knows he's dead. This is a different movie.
It is a different movie. It's a different movie. First of all, Ford made it a whodunit. So,
I threw Knives Out. I was like, oh, shit.
We should just do Knives Out.
he literally Knives Out.
We should do Neuralink Out.
I was going to say, if you just go back in time, but if not go back in time, let's go ahead and start a movie, and they had like a close working relationship. He's like his close intern. Like he's his whipping boy.
Is he mentoring him in a way?
No, this is whipping boy.
So it's not really like.
Not really.
It's one sided.
It's one, like the kid looks up to him obviously because he's powerful. And
Martin doesn't give a fuck about it.
But also there is a relation that Martin does like the kid because he keeps him around. He can have any intern in the fucking world, but he chooses him.
Well, there we go. So that's important, but we
figure out that later on.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But we gotta build it.
I see where he's going.
We gotta build it.
I see. I'm back.
He's prepping him to take over.
Oh, stop! No.
What is the payoff?
Let's build it. We gotta build a relationship. We keep jumping to the end. I'm retconning the story. Why is he prepping him to take over? He's a 22-year-old kid with an art degree. What the fuck you think of the company?
Why would he be an intern with an art degree at a company for a billionaire?
Because he's a fucking intern who's looking for money.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
He's looking for money.
I'm not going to lie. I really like that ending. But again, I don't know what story you're telling.
What? Okay.
So we got a list.
Why? Okay. Then Axe characters got to change then. Axe has to be fucking a businessman now. He has to be. He can't be a social media manager.
Yeah.
If he's prepping him to take over the country.
Social media manager was lost 30 minutes ago.
No, it's not. I've kept this
as the talked about AI and Neuralink.
No, it's not.
Social media was like.
No, it wasn't. It was still in there.
Yeah, because.
It's a not so distant future.
By the way, this all started from how long can you hide that somebody's dead?
Yes.
And the reason we said social media manager is because the Dom threw this out because like if you're posting on social media, the AI can't do it.
Yes.
AI is not that advanced.
Yes.
Why isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
He had AI holograms. Like, what are we talking about?
Because
this is an AI hologram giving a kid instructions. First of all, why is he doing social media?
We have AI that develops. Though. Listen, we have AI that develops video, bro.
That's different.
Have you heard about Sora AI?
Yes.
Where it's like, it's creating video.
Right.
Right? We're not there yet where like AI is actually like controlling social media.
Is it how distant is the future then?
Let's say 40
like,
years.
Like, bro,
we, not 40. I think
we gave him an AI fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi hologram.
That's not that crazy. Like, you haven't seen
yet. Like social media. He's a social media man.
Yo, Cam, you not you
posting on the gram?
All right, tell us your fucking movie.
No, man. I'm not.
No, because you tell us your fucking movie. You want to write a piece? Tell us your fucking movie.
It got shitty
no,
a while
ago. No, it didn't get shitty. You keep trying to make it
bro,
shitty.
There's been no
you
tell movie.
Us your you tell us your movie. There,
first of all, there's been no movie. We've been trying to figure out this movie for 20 minutes.
Yo, no, Cam, tell us his movie.
No, I've been trying. I'm shutting up and
I want you to go now.
Listen.
But that's a problem. You're giving payoffs to a story that doesn't exist yet.
So that's what I'm saying. Tell us your movie. I'm shutting up.
I say social media manager is out. Let's start back from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what is the initial task of the hero here? He's our hero, right? Protagonist,
the young kid Axe.
The young kid Axe.
He's the main character. Yes,
he has a mentor, Martin. Martin is
sure
is dying. Do we just let's decide
nobody
now.
Knows yet?
Does anybody know?
No.
Oh well,
huh? You tell the people know?
Huh?
Does the people know?
I'm trying to build it.
That's your movie, nigga.
I didn't. How did it become my movie?
Because you kept shit on my idea. That was your movie.
All right. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that Martin is dying. Martin, like I like your idea. He was the whipping boy of the company. He mm-hmm. worked there because he has aspirations of being in the business. We could decide whatever the business is later, right?
That's important to the movie. You can't decide whatever the business is later. What business is it? Because now we're working closely inside the company. The business is a part of the movie now. It isn't just a plot device. It's important to the characters. What is the business? You have to decide that now.
Tech. Yeah.
That makes sense. If that makes sense, if you keep it AI, if you keep it the holograms.
Yeah. No, I like the holograms. I felt like going, bringing them down to just a social media manager is like, bro, we're wasting holograms. What are we doing Neuralink for?
If you don't post on IG, that you don't know what the future Instagram gonna look like. You don't know what the future of social media gonna look like. You're laughing, but I'm
wait,
serious.
So what is actually your story then? Huh? What's his occupation? You said intern of the same of the tech company.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, intern could be.
What does the tech develop? Like, what they develop?
It's broad. They have their hands in everything.
Okay.
Microsoft type shit.
Okay.
You know, they do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So, yeah, to continue on, he doesn't know that he's dying or whatever. At some point, because he's been the whipping boy, at some point, he starts to be a little bit nicer to him, and then he disappears for a little bit.
Let's say
it's like it's been a couple of days, and he comes back to work. There's an assignment on his desk.
Okay.
And he gets to go up to the top level. There's a secret room. Okay. I'm using my secret room in this.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a piece of movie.
Okay.
The movie's been shit. The movie's shit already.
It's a really good film in there. I was tugging at your heartstrings. You're trying to get shots of him going up the elevator and going to the top floor.
A completely different movie.
It's a completely different film.
Yeah. Which we said is completely different. Now it's like, it's more futuristic. It's more thrilling.
Yeah.
Because if he steps into a tech room, a secret tech room, that's now you see me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the part of Now You See Me.
Now You See Me 2.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the plot of Now You See Me 3. This is what Now You See Me 3 is about.
He's in the tech room. His assignments are pretty much different things that, where he's like filling in the role of the fucking of Martin.
Sure.
So now he's Marvel Boy Genius levels too? Like,
no.
Well, he's following instructions.
He's following his instructions. These are different tasks that he needs him to do to keep his presence and his iron grip of the fucking tech world.
Okay.
All right. Keeping his presence alive.
It sounds like the middle of the movie. Okay.
Yeah. Whether that be not necessarily appearances, but
let's get to like now what, because this can't go for much longer than the movie, him just doing tasks. Like, now where do we go from there?
Within the task though is where he starts to experience the benevolence of Martin.
Okay. How? He learns about Martin through the tasks.
How?
Okay.
What you mean by that?
I'm going on the fly here, so
Go ahead, cook.
Yeah, no, you have to.
I don't have all the
answers. Try to cook the answers. Yeah, that's part of what we do.
Within the task, he's learning why Martin was so mean, so rough to him, and certain things like that, where he's starting to understand him more as a person.
What is one of the tasks? Cook it up.
I don't know yet.
Just throw something at the wall.
I don't know yet.
That's not how the game works.
I wasn't there yet. I'm not at the part of filling in. I'm building out my.
You got to give us one task. We can be like, all right, that makes sense. You can't just say tech task. And I'm like, all right, yeah.
Martin, within his tech journey, was also, you know, he did brain surgeon for the original Neuralink. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. He's the brain surgeon?
No. I'm talking about his ascension to being this billionaire. Sure. You know, uh-huh. this tech mogul, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
His early days is he's in development of the Neuralink shit as a surgeon.
So he's a developer of, let's say, Neuralink.
Is he a surgeon?
He's one of the surgeons that is putting the Neuralink in someone's head, right?
Early on.
Yeah. And
Within
that task, you know, Martin also has a mentor that was fucking like belittling him and fucking berating him as he's doing the surgery, and he fucks up the first Neuralink shit. And this is why silence while he's working is so important to him, and why he shits on all the people around him.
The brain surgeon is crazy, but I see the device you're using about revealing, like, basically retroactively learning about the character we're basically like X learning about this guy,
right,
like through almost like flashbacks, through the tasks that lead to the flashbacks.
Exactly.
I know what you're saying. The brain surgeon's got to go because he can't be a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
But he can be working Neuralink. He can be part of the Neuralink startup and not be a brain surgeon.
Exactly.
I'm
cooking on the fly.
No, I know.
Bro, we are cooking on the fly. You can't just say we are cooking on the fly. That's what we do.
No, y'all pressuring me. Y'all like, say the thing. And I'm I don't know the thing. I'm making it up.
Yeah, but come up with a good thing. Cook.
I'm trying my best.
Stop being a bitch. I'm trying my best. They get 30 years old trying my best.
Where was I at?
Brain surgeon. He learning. He learning task.
He learns learning. He's learning who Martin is through the task.
So you gave an example. Now we're the story.
So we just need an example of like what kind of task he was going to do. You can figure out like.
I don't really know. I didn't actually say what task Martin would be doing where he would learn why that. But through the task.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's through flashbacks. And
through the task, he learned more about Martin.
Right.
Yes.
And these tasks are meant to keep the facade of Martin still alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He's operating whatever machine is controlling AI Martin.
AI Martin, whatever. Machine, right? I didn't really think that.
And I don't mean machine.
Yeah, like I was trying to figure machine. Yeah.
Wait, no, I don't mean actual machine. I'm just saying AI, like he's maintaining it. You know what I'm saying?
And my future is also a slightly distanter future where it's not all the way different, but it's like more tech exists.
Anyway, can we get to the story?
That's what he was doing. No, that's what he was doing to me. Yeah.
Okay. We'll just get to the story, man. I just want to know what the fuck's going on.
That's when he finds out Martin's actually dead.
Okay. Oh, wait.
And benevolent.
No,
person.
No, fuck out.
Wait, no. He can't know.
He can't. He has to find out immediately when he walks into the room that Martin is dead.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck would he go to the top floor and get all his secret access if he doesn't know already?
No, I like the thing in the story where he's growing his heart for Martin and then to find out that the person.
Well, you can't go to the top floor and get all his access.
By the way, there's
another room.
No. If he goes into the secret room upstairs, then he's got to know.
He got to know.
Like, that's the moment where he learns the truth.
Yes.
Right, so then this is not the secret floor then. Let's save that for later.
He finds out once he get the task, like go upstairs. That's when he takes the red pill into the matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Learns that Martin is dead and learns he got to keep the task alive. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, I think that's a good. Yeah, I think that's good. So now we got to figure out how this ends. We'll never find an ending for this movie. This is crazy.
I was on the way to an ending. Your brother made a full sci-fi film. We're making a sci-fi film.
No, it is. That's what I was telling you.
It's definitely sci-fi.
It's definitely sci-fi.
Yeah, no, you went full sci-fi.
Yeah, I haven't. The ending, it's a little shaky.
Did you have an idea?
Do you have an idea?
Big
monster battle.
I'm not going to lie. Martin's Batman. This is just Batman Beyond. That's all it is.
I'm not gonna lie. I was definitely okay. No, I don't have anything for that. But it's just I don't have it. I don't have no ending for that. But that is a good. I'm invested in the setup.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no so now let's go back to whatever Dom's version of the movie is.
I forgot we were in my version.
It was manager.
I like superhero futuristic Martin though. Yeah. I like what kind of secrets are Martin? Is Martin keeping?
Martin is Batman.
That's what I'm saying. Martin is just a vigilante. And he either passed out a mantle.
That's fire. Oh shit, that's kind of fire.
Can't make a superhero film.
Yeah. That's not a bad Marvel movie, bro. If Marvel put out a movie like that, that would be fire. That's pretty good.
I was trying to make a humble little film. You know what I mean?
Somewhat grounded, but go your social media manager.
Timothy Chalamet is definitely acting my movie.
Hey, this movie for sure.
Yeah, it's for sure. You're Timothy Chalamet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you can't keep Brian Cox though neither. You got to pick somebody more.
Yeah. Pick somebody.
Tony Stark is your guy.
Yeah, some actor.
Robert Downey Jr.
Brad Pitt.
Or Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Would be pretty good.
Brian Cox could still be.
Nah.
But he can't be a superhero.
He can't be Batman.
He's gotta be a superhero. Like what's
I'm thinking like old Batman, like
no.
He's too old to be old Batman.
Yeah, no,
yeah, way too old.
Brian Cox in a grave in a few years. That's who going to time while I crack.
He's checking out.
I'm telling you, George Clooney.
George Clooney is a pretty good
old Batman.
Yeah, like, there you go. George Clooney. Yeah.
What's the guy from Breaking Bad?
Michael Keaton.
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
That's not bad.
I'm not mad at Bryan Cranston. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Bryan Cranston.
Okay, there we go.
Bryan Cranston.
By the way, this is a great Cranston. Superhero movie. You cooked a good superhero movie.
You made a superhero movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big dumb summer blockbuster.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is making at least $80 million.
No, it flops. No, this movie flops at the box office. Don't get it twisted. This movie flops at the box office.
Batman?
It's not Batman, though. It's not actually Batman.
I thought it was literally Batman. I thought we're doing a Batman movie now.
It's a Batman-ish plot, yeah.
This movie flops at the box office, but it's bad in a good way.
Is Madame Web?
No, Madame Web is bad. It's Venom 1.
Okay.
It's the first Venom.
Venom one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like it's bad, that's but it ain't like awful.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Made almost $1 billion.
It's like this shit don't really make that much sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo.
Things go boom.
Things go boom. He get his suit at the end.
By the way, the tasks are action scenes, by the way.
Oh, for sure. I was thinking that when he was like, yeah, I'm like, yeah. What's the task? The tasks are he got to go fight people.
Yeah, exactly.
He got to go fight people at other companies. Because the other company's trying to steal his tech.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the tech can't fall into the hands of the wrong person.
Mm, yeah, no, he got a big bad played by Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey's crazy.
I like Jim Carrey's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy in the Sonic movies.
Yeah, yeah. Like the bad guy of the rival company, his name is Dominic Siege.
Okay.
See, I like Siege.
Yeah, Dominic Siege is great. Siege. Good.
Is he Dominican or
no, he's not Dominican. He's he is of Spanish descent, though.
Okay.
Dominic is definitely a name of Spanish descent.
He's like an older Spanish man.
Yeah, he's
Spaniard.
Spaniard. Okay, so it's Vin Diesel. This is Dominic Toretto.
Now I'm with you, like, though. Spanish. Do you want to make a big, dumb summer blockbuster or not? Because I'm on a rock.
The Rock as a villain is pretty good.
By the way, The Rock would never play villain, though.
He
never played villain.
He played heel.
No,
right, he doesn't have a choice.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't have a choice.
Dave Bautista?
Okay.
Dave Bautista would probably be a really good casting.
Hey, he's a good actor.
Yeah. Which is so crazy.
And he's older now.
Yeah. No, and he's also definitely Dominic Siege.
Also of Spanish descent.
Mr. Siege. Yeah, Mr. Siege.
Oh, Bautista.
Yeah. Come on.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's some type of Spanish.
He was definitely one of the ambiguous ones. I didn't know.
Or like Filipino, but that's like Spanish a little bit. So it's all like same shit to me type shit. We spent 40 minutes on that film. What are you calling yours?
He's Greek and Filipino.
Yeah, same thing.
Crazy mix.
Or what are you calling your film? Can't be posted anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely not posted.
It's definitely not posted.
Yeah, Posted was definitely like Dumb Money. It was like
Posted was like a grounded film. Like It's grounded. Yeah, I mean, okay, nerds love it. Letterboxd.
I got one.
Go ahead.
Mantle.
I like that, man.
Mantle's pretty cool. Mantle. Yeah, and it's like tinted a little bit. He doesn't have like an actual superhero name.
Like the protagonist? Yeah.
Yeah, the hero.
The hero, yeah. I mean, that's just like a flair.
Mantle. I like Mantle. All
right, there we go.
Nah, you got to get his nigga real name. Yeah, what's up?
No.
You know, you just said he doesn't have an actual name. You say he goes by the hero.
No, I'm saying like the hero, he's not Batman. He doesn't have like a hero name.
He got to have a name.
He's like the vigilante. Like,
no. They give him a name. First of all, that's how society works. We see some shit, we don't give it a name.
Then we would have to figure out his powers.
No, wait, what? No, why we had a favorite power? No, wait,
for Martin, we already said he's a Batman-like hero.
Yeah,
right?
His power is money.
Yeah, like money and tech.
Can't be money man or tech man.
No, they just like whatever his suit look like.
Tech Rex.
That sounds like a Cartoon Network sitcom.
You do.
Cartoon Network.
Tech Rex, yeah. It does.
Tic-tac-toe.
That's horrible, brother.
He's not cooking over
what
there.
What you mean? Yeah. All right, whatever, man.
What's the name of the company? I'm interested in building this big, dumb summer blockbuster now.
Gorge Enterprises.
Gorge? Why Gorge?
I don't know.
Is it Martin Gorge?
Okay, there we go.
Martin Gorge. Characters.
By the way, at the end, so he does an Iron Man ass where he reveals to the world that he's the vigilante. He goes, "I am Gorge."
He's Warhammer. Ooh.
Wait, Warhammer, at least already.
That's already a character.
This is a character?
Yeah, that's.
Well, Marvel's War Machine, but Warhammer is a video game.
Yeah, it's a video game for sure.
Warhammer is
you
a video
call
game.
A nigga Warhammer?
I like Warhammer.
That's awful. We went from being bad good to bad.
Warhammer is crazy.
I can't wait for there to be like shitty memes of like Warhammer versus Iron Man. Who you got?
No.
Oh, so he has like a suit.
Oh, for sure he gets a suit.
Like a tech suit.
Yeah, for, tech suit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a superhero film, man.
I thought it was Batman. So it's Batman with Iron Man suit?
Yeah.
Okay, thorough. I'm not mad at it.
Oh, this is a great film.
No, it's not.
It's just merging Iron Man and Batman. I'm not mad at it.
Let's not lie about the film we're making.
Bro, this is like... At some point, you have to reach back into your childhood and think, like, what would the fucking 8-year-old version of me want?
Yeah, a good movie.
What is a good movie to a fucking 8-year-old?
I saw Green Lantern. We was kids still. I was like 11, I think, when that came out. Awful film.
I'm not making Green Lantern.
You sure?
Nah.
You're not making Iron Man 1.
I'm definitely making that second Hulk movie with fucking Edward Norton.
Nah.
Okay. That's such a middle.
No, you're making Venom.
That's better to me.
You're making Venom 1. Like Venom, it's fun, but it's not good.
I'm fine with that.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to be honest about what we're making here. It's fun.
Yeah. Warhammer fits in that.
No, Warhammer is just stupid now.
We can think of a better name than Warhammer.
Yeah, Warhammer is crazy.
Like, Warhammer is like, it's too like masculine. It's
super bad.
Yeah. It's like definitely. Warhammer.
Yeah. It sounds like a parody of a.
Yes.
AK Thunder.
Yeah. They call me Lightning Bolt. It's like that kind of.
Yeah.
Now,
Lightning Sparrow or whatever.
They call me the Falcon.
That's already a hero.
They call me the Eagle.
Eagle Vision.
They call me Buzzsaw. That's the kind of name Warhammer.
Another one from Spider-Man 1. Buzzsaw is ready.
Come on.
Yeah, remember that shit from Spider-Man 1?
Macho Man Randy Savage? Yeah.
Buzzsaw is
what name
crazy.
You got?
I'm trying to think.
Buzzsaw McDaniels.
Buzzsaw
McDaniels.
Having a fake last name for your school. Like, you got a wrestling name? Yeah. Buzzsaw McDaniels.
Buzzsaw McDaniels is a good wrestling name.
Buzzsaw McDaniels.
I do like the idea of his name just being Gorge or Gore. Because we can make the guy named Martin Gore, and he can just take his last name as his man too. I'm Gore.
Gore, okay. Gore is pretty good.
Yeah. Gore-Tex is the name of the company.
Gore-Tex. Yeah, oh, I just, like, wow. Gore.
Ooh, Dominic Siege.
That's good.
Is the
Gore is pretty good.
I made it a better movie already.
G-O-R-E.
Warhammer.
Better than Gorge?
Because Gorge is fat.
I just thought of it. I don't know what it is. It's a word that popped up into my brain.
Yeah. Gorge is fat.
All right, well, Gore.
Yeah, Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex.
Al Gore's
the thing. Yeah, we can't go like a Gore-Tex.
Yeah, Gore-Tex the thing.
Gore Industries.
Yeah, Gore Enterprises.
Industries.
I like Enterprises, but that's Batman.
Yeah, why you like
Wayne Enterprises?
Yeah,
Gore. So Batman.
Gore Industries.
Gore Industries.
And then we go. And then what's the other one? What's the nigga name?
X.
No. The bad guy.
Dominic Siege.
Siege Tech.
Oh, Gore versus Siege.
Siege Tech.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Siege is also cool because he's trying to steal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Let me siege.
Yeah. Let me take.
I like sieging.
Yeah.
Siege Tech is so on the nose. Like, I obviously am a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's like a fucking line in the movie somewhere.
I thought of another superhero name.
My name's Dominic Siege.
No, we're not saying that in the movie. We're not. Kim wants to make this movie bad. No, so
Guardians of the Galaxy. That's such a Guardians of the Galaxy ass thing to happen.
But you just gotta be ironic. You is that how it would be in a movie?
No, you say
would
that.
Would it be a character that makes fun of that guy for saying that?
Something like that.
Okay.
I'm just shooting in the dark.
In my head, we've already made like a John Wick style action movie.
Oh, you're going John Wick.
Like, no, I'm talking about, could you talk about the scene of like him going up to the elevator? I'm thinking like.
Yeah, when he's opening the briefcase.
Yeah, like a lot of quick cuts and shit like that. Like more like, you know, good action.
Yo, we got so far from posted.
Because you shit on my posted idea. So this we wanted to make Gore-Tex. The other night, my fucking. My phone, my iPhone charger broke. Phone charger was broken, and I didn't have
enough. That bitch in there.
Yeah, I was fucking trying to make it work.
I was gonna say, were you raping your phone? Your iPhone port?
I was trying to rape, but I was raping. I was bending all over. Yeah, I was doing everything.
It was fucking jamming it in
there. It wasn't working.
That was crazy. When you rape your iPhone, bro.
You know what I mean? She had it coming. You know what I mean? I tried everything, but it wouldn't charge.
Yeah. Yo, sweetheart.
So, yo, sweetheart, smile for me. That doesn't mean turn my phone. Charge for me.
He's gonna charge for me real quick. God,
that was me.
That's crazy. And he wouldn't charge.
He wouldn't charge. So she had it coming. So I walked to Habibi.
Yeah.
I was like, Habibi, you got an iPhone charger? Habibi said, no, only Android. I cursed Habibi out. Now, mind you,
that's crazy.
I need you to know, I'm still doing the bit where I'm only talking in my Canadian accent. I've not stopped doing this bit.
This
I say, yo, fam, you have a iPhone charger back there, fam? I'm not. Next time I go in there, I'm gonna
you
like,
please record that.
I'm recording because like I need y'all to know like I've never stopped doing this voice.
This is a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing for us to have in the background of every story that you tell when you go to the corner store. Because sometimes you'll be telling stories about you going to the corner and you don't say that you do it.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
So, but I like to like sneak it in every time. But by the way, I'm still doing this. Yo, fam. You have an iPhone charger by there, fam? Habib went, no iPhone charger. I said, fam, what the fuck you mean you have fucking Android chargers, fam? Fam, who the fuck has a fucking Android, fam? It's 2024, fam. Then I walked out, stormed out. I went back home. Okay. I started looking for another charger. Couldn't find one. I go back outside again. That's how I go down to the other Habibi. Yeah, yeah. They've been closed for 2 weeks now. Habibi should be doing shit.
How do you not have an iPhone charger? I can't get past that.
Twin.
What are you selling?
By the way, the other Habibi closed because Ramadan. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice.
Ramadan Mubarak. I put the math together, but they closed a week and a half ago. I'm assuming they made some pilgrimage back to eat. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I'm assuming that's what happened. That's why they closed down. But so I was like, what the fuck? So I go outside and I go back inside now. Try to look for another charger. It's two times I went outside for a charger and went back in. I said, third time the charm, I'm going to go outside again.
Question, what time is it?
It's not late. Okay. By the way, I'm lying. I missed the spot. I go outside again because you asked what time was. At 8:30, I went outside again. This time I'm going to walk into Poppy.
Oh, okay.
And I remember I'm walking to Poppy like, Poppy's going to be closed. It's 8:30 on a Sunday.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way Poppy's open. There's no way in hell Poppy's going to be open. I get down the street. I can see there's no lights. But I keep walking to make sure I get down. I get like, I'm like at this point, 7 feet away. I'm like, oh, there's closed. The grates are down. I go back home. Three times I leave my house, walk to a place, no charger. Go back inside again. Try to charge my phone. And at this point, I'm watching Barstool videos and I'm getting like expired. Mm-hmm. Well, can I be honest with y'all? I watch Barstool videos. I'd be like ready to run through a wall. Yeah. Like I don't, something about that company just makes me go like, I ain't working.
I think this is doable.
It's also because I know the story.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's right.
Like, I know the story of Dave and how he started and how he grew and how he got there. It's like, that's just such an easy thing if you just work hard enough. Mm-hmm. If you just put the work in.
Yeah.
And then they hit me and was like, how bad do I want this? How bad do I want my phone to be charged? How bad do I want
it? Yeah, the inspiration leading to that is crazy. That's sick. That's sick.
How bad do I want it?
Yeah. Can you send me those videos so I can do that with sex? How bad do I want pussy? Just look at myself in the mirror. Please send me.
But you got to take what I take from it. Like, yeah. My brain different than yours. You got a special mind.
But I might just get distracted and enjoy the video.
Yeah, you might be like, oh, this is really good camera work.
Yeah, or yeah, this is a fun video anyways. And just close the app and not do nothing.
Yeah. I watched like seven of them like, damn, they really got all that. Shit crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how bad do I want it? I want it bad. My phone got to be charged. Why? I didn't even edit a clip for tomorrow, but I told myself, if I do edit a clip, I need to post it tomorrow. How I'm going to post it if my phone did?
Yeah.
That's how bad I want it.
Yeah.
I said, fuck it. It's a gas station far down. Mm. Like, talking about 6-7 blocks.
I think I know which one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna walk to the gas station. Mind you, it was cold last night. It was cold.
It was windy.
It was cold. windy as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
I said, how bad you want it? I go down to the gas station. I get to the gas line long as fuck. I'm in a line and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, they don't got tap to pay. I don't got my debit card.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I'm like, let me see if they got tap to pay though. Maybe I can push my phone underneath. He just tapped it for me. Yeah, man. I get to the front of the line. I say, yo, let me get an iPhone charger. Habibi on the phone. By the way, Habibi at that gas station. So many Habibis own stuff around this way.
Yeah.
Habibi on the phone. I'm like, yo, cause you got a charger. I'm not doing my accent because it's not my Habibi.
You can't do that. That's cheating.
You know what I mean? I'm like confusing the whole hood now. Yeah, yeah. Now like the whole hood think I'm from Toronto.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to confuse this one Habibi. Like, I just want to confuse him. By the way, it's multiple niggas that work here, but I only do it one specifically. It's the one that works nights. I only do it with him because
you're torturing this poor man.
It's funny to me. It's because like I want to know, like, because, like, I've worked retail before, so I'm sure they talk about, like the customers.
Yeah, of course. It's like, yo, that's what that guy with the crazy accent.
Yeah, like, the guy, like, come like, yo, fam. Like, yeah, they be like, I've never heard of him before. So now he thinks, like, he's big. He's a big black guy. He has, like, blonde, sometimes pink hair. He walks in, says, yo, fam, every time. Like, I've never seen him before.
Yo, cut to 6 months from now, he kills himself because it's like he can't take it at his wit's end. He thinks his whole reality is escaping him.
This is what I do it for. This is what I do it for. Like, this is like, you gotta, sometimes in life you do stuff that's funny just for you.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, man.
My problem sometimes I do it on the bike.
You do it to me though. You do it to me. Like, and I have to deal with the repercussions. You gotta deal with the repercussions. And you guys gonna be you getting a figure for a leg lock.
Yeah. Okay, bro.
So I go down. I'm like, yo, cause you gotta give me an iPhone charger. You're not responding. Left hand corner comes what I can only describe as a faggot homeless man.
Oh.
He was a gay homeless. How can I tell he was gay? Voice. How can I tell he was homeless? The smell.
Smelled good?
No, smelled stinky.
Oh.
Smelled homeless.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the smell is also how you could tell he was gay. You were saying the homeless part is the...
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what's this? That's what I say good. I'm like, a homeless gay man might smell good. I don't know.
he smelled homeless.
Okay.
He comes around, gives me a charger. He said, yeah, huh, see if that work. I said, who charger is this? He said, don't worry about that. See if it worked. I said, Twin, I was like, Twin, I can't, I had time for games. Like, I need to ask you, I got to charge my phone. He was like, he looked at me, said, just take the charge. Like, exactly. He got frustrated. He was like,
yeah,
just take it. And I was like, oh, this worked. This charger definitely works. And he's trying to do a nice thing and give me the charger.
Yeah, yeah.
But he don't know how to tell me he came across the charger. Maybe it was like he had a phone that broke and you know, he don't have it no more. So he kept the charger for a while. You know, homeless diggers be having phones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, maybe he had a phone for a while and it broke and he couldn't do nothing. So he kept the charger. He didn't know how to tell me that whole story without telling me the whole story.
Yeah, just take it. It works.
Like, exactly. It was that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I took it. And then I went home, plugged it in, and it worked.
So you just got a free charger.
Got a free charger. Now, let me tell you, I walked up, I was like, this is an episode of Atlanta if I've ever seen it. This is good Atlanta.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, the quest for a charger is pretty fun.
Yes.
Might be the title of this episode, too.
Nah, we talk about other stuff.
All right, well, anyways, keep going.
Keep going. But I thought it was like such a... Now, next time I got some money, I got to go back to that gas station and see if he's
there.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
And give him, you know, I got to give him like a 20.
Wow.
I got to give him a 20 next time I got some money. Because he just gave me his charger.
Yeah.
Like, all off the mush.
That's amazing. That's dope as fuck. Just like, here you go.
It was like,
take it. Was he white?
No, he's black.
Oh.
A gay black homeless man. Like I told you, how did I know he was?
That's for sure.
Gay? His voice. Yeah. How did I know he's homeless? His smell.
How did he know he was black?
His skin.
My eyes, yeah.
My eyes.
That's funny. Yeah, it's definitely a character in an Atlanta episode.
Yeah, he was like
black homeless.
He was like, he obviously wanted to help me out. It was cold that night too, so I get why he was in the shop.
Sure.
It was cold. He's like, I need warmth. It's too windy for me to be outside tonight.
All right.
A really, really sweet guy. I've been thinking about him since last night. Just gave me a charger.
And
it worked. It's a long one too. It was like 7 feet or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Long one.
Okay.
Like my charger was short, it's like maybe 2 feet. I couldn't really have it. I couldn't recharge my phone and be on my bed.
Yeah.
Now I can charge my phone. Like thank you to that gay homeless black man.
And thank you to Dave Portnoy. Yeah, do y'all think TikTok's actually gonna get banned? That shit not getting banned, right? You know what's funny? I don't even.
Some strong arming that's happening. That's all.
Well, because now it's actually gaining momentum. It's not just talks of it. It's not just one side doing it. It's past one side. I think it's about to go to the other. And then once it goes to that side, then it's up to if they vote on it. It's Biden's going to sign it. Biden already said that he will. So there's a chance of it. But I was looking more into it. But it's like even if it does go through, it's going to be like 6 months that this company, Byte, mm-hmm. has to like sell it to somebody. So it's like, this is not going to be an immediate thing. Yeah, ByteDance. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be an immediate thing that if this thing does go through, like TikTok is over, somebody's going to buy the app. Like, this app is not just going to magically disappear like Flappy Bird out of the app store.
You assuming that the Chinese are going to sell it?
I think they will.
They might try to strong arm the whole thing. It's like, look, the American people want this.
I think I can't imagine TikTok just fully leaving, to be honest. Even if it does, like, if they do demand it to get sold, I think it will get sold. Mm. I can't imagine it not getting sold. I think it's going to be too many. I don't think that's like a smart business person wouldn't want to, like, well, I guess it's up to the person to sell it. Mm-hmm. But people are going to overpay for TikTok. Like, you'd be dumb not to overpay for TikTok, unless I'm crazy.
And also, it's like, how much of the company do they need to sell? Like, what actually needs to happen for them to stay, you know?
Well, they just got to sell that, because I think the app is only one part of ByteDance as a company. So just that section of it, they got to sell it off.
But that's probably like a huge section of what they do. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, it's probably the main section.
How much of that infrastructure do they need to sell to an American company or entity?
I feel like somebody's going to overpay.
You want to talk about the fear mongering, though? Because I don't
TikTok?
Because, like, whether like they sell or not, that's not the real issue here. The real issue here is this bill that's been passed through Congress or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a TikTok ban. It is a ban on censorship, right? Basically, mm-hmm. it says that any app that we think
mm-hmm.
Is up to our discretion could go against the American public. We got the right to ban it here. Now, the issue with that here is that they think that TikTok has not shown. Last year when they had the guy come to Congress, yeah. And he was like, yo, do you work with the Chinese government? He said, no. He said, are you from China? He's like, no, I'm from Wichita. I'm not even from China. Mm. Like, there's been no actual facts to lend to the idea that TikTok the app is working with the Chinese government to steal the American citizens'
information
and sell it off.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if that were to happen, if that was the truth, what's the difference between Facebook doing that and TikTok doing that?
Right.
The difference is that one is an American company, yeah, yeah. One isn't.
Yeah. Right.
Right. This is all just the U.S. being afraid of China. It's fear mongering.
Yeah, yeah.
Happened right before our eyes, and that's the real problem. That's the real problem. Also, we got to think about it this way. TikTok is one of the few apps that allows young people to get information through freely, right? When things happen, young people go to TikTok for information to be given to them in a way that's very easy for them to digest.
Yes.
Whether the information is true or false, mm-hmm. but like your sister used TikTok for.
Yeah, a lot of young people, it's funny because it's becoming more and more known as this fear mongering keeps going, and like the reality of TikTok getting sold becomes more real. Like, that's become, it's not just an observation I've done to my sister. This is like, it's becoming widespread information. Is like, young people do use this as their Google, pretty much.
Young people use this app as their Google.
Yeah. I made a joke to him earlier. I'm like, did you hear about the TikTok ban? And he started telling me more about it. And I was like, I haven't really read much about it yet. I actually would usually go to TikTok for this information.
Yeah.
Like, I would go find
it. Because, like, it's exactly how you explained it. Like, it actually, it's these young kids don't want to read.
But
they want to fucking.
We are not.
They want a bite-sized piece of information.
Our society has not conditioned us to read.
Right.
Reading is not a thing that you have to do in your daily life to be a human anymore.
Right.
So yeah. why would I have to read something? If there's a person out there who already likes reading, who's going to read the information and make a video about it, I'd rather just watch that. So when I say this whole thing is I think Republicans should know the truth about this, because I think they sold it as like the Chinese spied on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta stop the China. But really, they're taking away your rights. Mm. They're treading on you.
Yeah.
And as y'all say, they are treading on you. They are taking away an app that y'all also use to get information out.
Right.
This isn't a right wing thing or a left wing thing. This is an American thing that we all have to band together to stop.
This is the trick that they do. This is the trick where they kind of like separate us in this way where, like you said, the Republicans think, oh, I'm anti-Chinese taking our taking our information.
America first. I'm America first. I'm anti-Chinese. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then you know, the same thing on the Democratic side, where they look at it as like, oh, the Chinese, they're they use this app to push propaganda. This is how it can harm us as Americans. Like you said, it's just fear mongering, and it's definitely something where, funny enough, it's kind of united people in a way, but it's because they're confused about it. They don't actually know the true information.
I think because it's a generational thing also. It's not just a Chinese thing. It's also a generational thing. It's like an app specifically for a generation that a lot of these older people don't understand.
Right.
And so they're like, there's a lot of people I still know to this day that are against TikTok over principle. It's like, oh, that's, they still call it, oh, it's a dancing app. Yeah, there's a kids app that's a dancing app. Like, it's had this sort of, this strong stigma of like, that it's not good for our kids. Mm-hmm. This narrative for TikTok has been going on for a while, and I think that adds to the Chinese thing as well.
When I didn't get on TikTok for a long time because it was a Chinese company. That's a fact. I didn't get on.
Okay.
That's what, like they're mining your data whole thing. Like,
yeah.
But also, I realized, yo, they are stealing my data.
All of them. Yeah.
Is your data that precious to you? For real. All you do is watch Joe Rogan podcast and training porn. Is your data that goddamn special to you? No.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Realistically speaking, so it's like, I don't know. Like we have to, I don't like the idea of millions of people being silenced, because that isn't democracy.
Sure. Like,
this goes against American principles. I'm firmly against this bill being passed. And I think that, you know, so somebody smarter than me got to go talk to the Republicans to get them to understand this information.
Yeah. I will say, though, if the app does get like a shutdown here in the States and it gets banned.
Because it's not going to sell.
I think people, you really don't think so?
No. Why would they?
So? They didn't even cave the Universal.
Well, what I say is like if they overpay, somebody overpays. There's a price. Everybody has a price.
I think that they make more money keeping it than losing America.
Well, that's. Okay. You're right. That's actually a good point, because I'm thinking too, like not globally. Yes. This is a global app.
It's a global app.
No, you're right about that.
We lost a little portion of our revenue. Yes. For sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. We have the rest of the world. One country. Not even one continent.
Yeah.
Because Canada and Mexico, they still got them. Just one country.
Yeah, just one country. Yeah.
That's just like, not that TikTok drives culture that much, but in a lot of ways recently it has.
Of course. Yeah, it's been very important.
But that could be so bad for, not, maybe I'm putting it on a scale that's bigger than what it is, but
yeah.
One of the currencies that Americans have besides our weapons is our social currency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we drive culture around the world.
Mm-hmm.
If we take TikTok away from that, which is like in a lot of ways how we've been connected to the rest of the world, we're stopping TikTok from being like, all right, we're just going to drive all the UK culture, and now UK movies are more important than American movies, and UK music.
Well, I don't think it would be as
they stuff ain't better now. Just number
no, one. I'm saying I agree, you know what I mean? But I'm saying like,
come on, America first, nigga.
This is something that's taking away our visibility.
Well, then if you're saying that America, I see what you're saying. If they could easily do it, I don't know if they will. It would probably the best thing is right to the top, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it will be that concentrated. I was going to ask you, because your point is that American culture is by far the most important culture in the world, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So then if you're TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Then that is something to consider, no?
It is something to consider for sure.
Like, that's something you got to think about.
But I think that what TikTok biggest thing, it's an app. Mm-hmm. And the app is about users, right?
True.
And TikTok is, I'm not on their numbers back it up, but I'm sure year over year, they've gotten more users year over year. I will Google it right now. I wish you had got to Google it.
It's a lot of fucking, I'll look it up while you talk.
I'm sure year over year, they've gotten more and more users. Since 2020, the number of users went up, it's not going down.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, one year you're gonna lose, you know, the American population. But as more kids grow older across the world, more kids get phones, you'll get more users. Mm-hmm. So what's the valuation for TikTok? Because it got to be close to a billion.
Yeah, if not more.
Because you're not selling TikTok for anything under than a billion.
By the way, this is the growth since 2018 to 2024.
Mm-hmm.
2018, 347 million. 2019, 652 million.
Users?
Yeah, users. 2020, 1 billion. 2021, 1.4 billion. 2022, 1.7 billion. 2023, 1.9 billion. And 2024, we're at 2 billion.
2 billion users worldwide.
It's estimated at 14.3 billion in revenue.
There isn't revenue. Yeah,
that's just
what's estimated. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
So think about it. Let's think about those numbers for a second now. Like, I'm no fucking mathematician here, But I know America doesn't have 2 billion people.
Yeah, right.
So, like, what's the American population?
I think it's at 400 right now.
400 million?
Yeah.
All right, we lose 400 million users. That's barely a dent in our 2 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Our evaluation, Cam said, based off this article that Cam read, it was 14 billion. Mm-hmm. We're not selling thing. We're not selling for anything less than 20 billion.
Sure.
If I've maybe even maybe more.
Sure.
Think about it. If I valuation
prices, yeah.
If our valuation is 14, it's only gonna go up from here.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Like I said, patreon.com/pottymouth. If you want to hear those episodes inside of their entirety, some really good episodes. Some really good episodes. Like I said, we did 5 hours last week, man. I don't know. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, we you know, the boys and I, we podcast for the working man. You know, the guy that works 10-hour shifts at the warehouse. Here go five, nigga. That get you through, you know, half that shift. You're welcome, nigga. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Tight shit. Oh, my God. Yeah, fellas. Can I complain more about me and this girl? I'm complaining more about this girl. Yo, complaining about women is so funny because, like, you know, I'm just dealing with the consequences of my actions. That's it. That's all. All I'm doing is just dealing with the consequences of my actions. Yeah, man. I tweeted about it on the timeline. The boys are saying prayers up. It's funny because all the boys inside the community know exactly who I'm talking about. Shout out City Boy Jay. He was like, by the way, join the community if you're not in the community, man. The PMU, follow me on Twitter at Uncle Dom XI, and it should be, you know, pinned to my profile. So you ain't gotta go find it. It's already pinned for you. But yeah, no, shout out City Boy Jay, longtime community member. He said, "Twin, if you talk about who I know you talking about, yeah, no, nah, that's a hurt one." My brother Kyle, he tweeted, my brother Kyle, he tweeted me. Because I doubled down. I tweeted, "She heard the pod," and just the reaction, and just the Squidward meme, this one right here.
"I was just kidding. Come on. Come on. You guys know I was just kidding, huh?"
I just tweeted that. And then I said, 5 years of doing this shit, you would have thought I'd learned by now, right? Kyle said, "Nah. When will they learn?" Shaking my head. We all in our gaslight bag, yo. It's, yeah, man, we that shit. Yeah, I mean, the problem is just like, I don't know. Yo, as a man, you kind of like want your cake and eat it too. And what I mean, I don't even mean like fuck other women per se. I just want to be able to talk shit about my bitch and not fear the consequences of talking shit about my bitch. That's it. Yo, we used to live in a country. Can I tell y'all something? We used to live in a country. Hold on. I'm about to do the fucking the Bill Simmons. Kyle, turn the camera on. As in, I'm turning the camera on. Why the camera not turn it on? My camera not plugged up? Oh, there it go. Why is my camera not focused? Fuck it. I'm turning the camera off. It is what it is. I'm not doing the Kyle turning the camera on thing. We used to live in a country where, like, shitting on your bitch was like an appropriate thing to do to your bitch. We all used to just be like, "Yeah, dog, I hate my bitch." You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I'm seeing people in the timeline, like, I don't get men who be like, who like marry somebody or get with a bitch and be like, "I hate my bitch." Well, you don't get men then, obviously. You don't understand men. Because, yeah, I love my bitch, but that don't mean I gotta love my bitch. You know what I mean? I don't care about my bitch. My bitch is a bitch. That's all I want to do. My bitch is a bitch. God damn. That's all I want to do, man. That's all I want to do. But hey, man, prayers to everyone involved. You know, peace and prosperity to charities working. What more can I say? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish... You know, the worst thing about ending on bad terms is that means the possibilities of a double back are so slim. You know what I mean? That's the worst thing about ending on, like, bad terms. It's like, boy, that double back is going to be trash. That double back is not happening. I was in her messages begging, please don't fucking hate me. Yo, please don't hate me, because if you hate me, I can't double back. Like, please just don't hate me. Like, please. And then she started quoting shit I said. Yo, whatever. I'm not going to lie to you. The worst part about doing a podcast is, like, hearing your podcast quoted to you out of the context of your podcast. It sounds like the worst shit ever. Because whenever we're potting, like, I know, like, for Cam and I. Hold on, let me plug my laptop in. This shit about to check out. Whenever we're potting, right? For Cam and I have, you know, this understanding between the three of us. This understanding between the three of us, for the most part, that whatever we're saying exists in this weird sphere of, like, satire and jokes. And everything is meant to be taken with a grain of salt. Like, I'm saying this, but that don't really mean I mean it. You see what I'm saying? Like, most things is meant to be taken with this grain of salt. And I think that our community as a whole, you know, people who listen to podcasts week over week, can decipher when these moments are happening. When, like, a moment where, like, oh, this is meant to be taken serious. Or a moment when, oh, this is meant to be taken serious happens. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's this weird world that we've built. Like, I told her in a text message, I'm like, we done 500 episodes. Like, that sounds crazy, but we did 290 something free. We done 230 something Patreons. We done 500 plus episodes of this podcast. When you do that much podcasting, lore builds. Like, the podcast is damn near One Piece at this point. It's like, there's so much lore, and, like, people who listen to it just kind of get it. You gotta get it. Like, to think that you just understand immediately. Of, like, oh, these, it's, you know what I'm saying? So her jumping into is like, she quoted that shit to me. I'll tell you what I said. We was talking about it. I said, apparently I said on the podcast, bitch, just because you turned 30 don't mean the world stopped for you. Now, me saying that to her face sounds awful. Like, I get why I hurt her feelings. I understand. Because you thinking I'm talking to you, you think I really mean this thing. So you hear me say that, you think, oh, this nigga hate me. Oh, this nigga fucking despises me. I get that. But the context of the podcast, that is, we just saying shit. Like, we trying to find the funniest angle. We don't really mean these things. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just, you know what I mean? I didn't really think none of it till she said it back to me, and I had to read that shit. Like, yeah, that shit sound harsh. This is why I've always maintained to women who I date, yo, don't quote to me anything I've ever said on the podcast. Do not quote to me anything I've ever said. The worst part about this shit is, like, she knew she was being sneaky, cause she heard the podcast. She said 4 days ago. That must mean when she heard it, or, like, she been heard it, because the episode that she was referring to wasn't recorded 4 days ago. Like, I'm recording this on Monday morning. We had this conversation Sunday. The episode didn't release 4 days ago. The episode wasn't recorded 4 days ago. The episode was recorded last Sunday, but it came out on Tuesday. So, like, she been had this knowledge. Like, this ain't, like, she was sitting on it, and her sitting on it only make it worse because she was doing something she wasn't supposed to do. That's why she couldn't just come out and be like, address it off rip. She could have just addressed it off rip. But yeah, man. Yeah, man. Prayers to everyone involved. I'm gonna start telling women I work in finance. But the problem is that if I tell women I work in finance, that won't explain to them why I'm always so broke. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So, prayers to everyone involved. So we did it real quick before we go, because I got a few minutes left before this time run out. We shot a music video for Sex Toy. If you don't know what Sex Toy is, it's a song that we recorded for a bit we did on a podcast like 2 months ago. Here goes a snippet.
I need a sex toy.
So So we recorded that. We went down to a sex shop on South Street, and I wanted to use that as like the backdrop, like look at sex toys, because I need this. You know what I'm saying? That was the song. And while we was in there, this older woman walked in the back. There was a group of older ladies. They're there on like a birthday trip or whatever. I'm like, yeah. She walked in and said something like, I need a toy that's gonna suck me dry. Twin, what? Suck me dry. So I was like, suck you dry? That's crazy. They joking with her. And she's like, I didn't know you was recording. I was like, no, don't worry about it. You good? I was like, do you want to be in the video? Which is, listen, for all you content niggas outside, if you ever make content outside, man on the street stuff, or you're just outside and you're in the wilderness, and you see somebody who is like a big personality, who's being expressive near the camera, they see the camera. They always see it. The best thing you can always do, this is like journalism 101, is ask them, do you want to be in a video? Because even if you're not making a video like that, you can just get a clip maybe of somebody doing something absolutely crazy. Always ask. So I asked her, you want to be in a video? She said, yeah. She got in the video. And I tell you what, twin, that old lady had a fat butt on her, because she started grinding it on me and like caressing me. When I tell you, twin, I had on shorts, my dick got hard. Twin, I'm a patreon.com/potty mouth. When Cam is on the pod, we're going to talk about this whole day together again. Probably on $20 here. That's why we'll talk about it, because we got to talk about everything else too. So $20 if you want to hear this conversation in this full. But twin, she had twerked it on me. My dick got hard. Like, my dick was harder than a bitch. I said, whoa. Like, the point in time where we're doing a thing, and I'm like, all right, we got enough footage. Because I'm editing the video. I'm like, Ford done got, you know, 7 minutes of B-roll I'm not going to use. We done did, like, three different solo shots that I got to put in the video. I did one whole performance take. I'm like, yo, we got enough for a song, for a video that's going to be a minute and a half on IG Reels. Like, we got enough. So when she's, like, twerking on me, this video, she twerked on me for 2 minutes straight. I'm like, yeah, we got enough, sweetheart. We don't need. She was just having a good old time. That ass was extremely fat, and I tell you what, I regret not fucking her. I regret not fucking that old lady, cause she had that wagon on her. She had that fucking wagon on her. But all right, that's enough. Thank God for listening to another compilation episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, as always, you can get these episodes inside of their entirety on our Patreon, patreon.com/pottymouth. For just $5 a month, you get 2 episodes a week, and that's every single fucking week. We don't miss weeks. You can get that. And it's good deal. Also, like I said earlier in the podcast, we're, you know, Invincible's back going, so we have our commentary tracks available to Invincible. You can watch Invincible, hang out with us while we watch the show. You know what I mean? So you don't gotta watch the show alone. Just, you know, sync up. You know what I mean? You turn it on your TV, you turn us on your phone, you have somebody watch you. You know what I mean? Sync us up. The time is on screen. You can sync us all up so we can all be watching the show together. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This 3 weeks in a row I did this shit too, by the way. I know a lot of y'all thought that I wasn't gonna be this consistent. I'm almost a month in. You know, they say once you do something for a month straight, it become routine. I think that's what they say, right? You do something for a month straight. So, yeah, man. Patreon.com/pottymouth. See y'all on Patreon, or see you next week. But hopefully I see you again. Bye, boys.